a buzzworthy return tonight. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, June 14th, 2021. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us.
WWE.
Well, after weeks of hype and vignettes, Eva Marie is set to return on tonight's Raw. Also being promoted for tonight's show, Drew McIntyre versus AJ Styles, and Randy Orton and Riddle versus Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston. WWE officially announced over the weekend that Roman Reigns will defend the Universal Championship against Rey Mysterio inside Hell in a Cell. NXT TakeOver In Your House went down last night. Karrion Kross turned away four challengers in the main event to retain the NXT Championship. He choked out Kyle O'Reilly for the win, swooping in as O'Reilly appeared to be close to tapping out Adam Cole. Also last night, Raquel Gonzalez pinned Ember Moon to hold on to the NXT Women's Championship. The North American champ Bronson Reed and the NXT Tag Champs MSK beat Legado del Fantasma to retain their titles. The only new champion crowned last night was LA Knight. He's now only the fifth man in history to hold the Million Dollar Championship after he beat Cameron Grimes in a ladder match. Also, Xia Li pinned Mercedes Martinez. Martinez went looking for revenge right after the match. She went after Li with a steel chair, but the leader of Tian Sha proved tougher. She put a chokehold on Martinez and tossed her from the stage down to the floor. The show ended with GM William Regal in the parking lot outside the Capitol Wrestling Center, saying he thinks it's time for a change, and then walking away. NXT is promoting a follow-up on Regal's comments for Tuesday's show, plus a tornado tag team match between the Grizzled Young Veterans and Tommaso Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher, and Kushida in a Cruiserweight Championship Open Challenge. NXT will hold its Great American Bash special in its normal time slot on the USA Network coming up on July 6th.
AEW.
We have at least 11 matches announced for tonight's AEW Dark Elevation, including Scorpio Sky versus Alex Reynolds, and Angelico versus Mike Seidel, plus Penta El Cerro Miedo and Eddie Kingston in tag team action, as well as singles matches for Orange Cassidy and Wardlow.
Impact Wrestling.
Kenny Omega is still the Impact World Champion. He pinned Moose with the One-Winged Angel in the main event of Saturday's Against All Odds show. That match was held at Daly's Place to prevent interference by the Good Brothers and Sami Callihan, but that did not account for the Young Bucks. They ran out after referee Brian Hebner was knocked down. The Bucks hit some super kicks and a BTE trigger on Moose, and Kenny took it home from there. Callihan actually showed up in Daly's Place right after the match, and he went after Omega. Omega was able to escape, and then Don Callis fired Sami Callihan. Impact went the extra mile over the weekend, pulling Callahan's profile from its website and unfollowing him on Twitter. Callahan seems undeterred. He tweeted, quote, "I'll see you on Thursday," end quote. Getting back to Against All Odds, Deonna Purrazzo pinned Rosemary to retain the Knockouts title. Joe Doering pinned Satoshi Kojima with a powerbomb. Violent by Design also held on to the Impact tag titles as Rhino and Diener beat Crazy Steve and Black Taurus. W. Morrissey used a series of power bombs to pin Rich Swann. A five-way X Division number one contender match ended in a no contest after Madman Fulton took out everyone other than his pal Ace Austin. Byron Flava beat Kimberly and Susan to retain the Knockouts tag titles. And finally, Tennille Dashwood used a roll-up to pin Jordan Grace. Grace was preoccupied with yelling at Rachel Ellering, who had cut off Caleb with a K's attempted interference. After the match, Grace was still upset with Ellering, and she hit Caleb with a Michinoku driver.
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor has added EC3 versus Flip Gordon to its Best in the World pay-per-view, which is coming up on July 11th.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan's Kizuna Road Tour getting underway Monday. It's also the start of a gauntlet of five singles matches for two young lions, Yuya Uemura and Yota Tsuji. Uemura faces Minoru Suzuki on Monday, and then Zack Sabre Jr. on Tuesday's show. Tsuji goes up against Hiroshi Tanahashi on Monday, and then he gets Taichi on Tuesday. In Pro Wrestling Noah, Nomichi Marufuji will defend the GHC Heavyweight title against Takashi Segura on July 11th. Saya Kamatani is the winner of Stardom's Cinderella Tournament. She's now looking to challenge Tom Nakano for the Wonder of Stardom Championship. Also on that show over the weekend, World of Stardom champion Utami Hayashishita wrestled title challenger Siyuri to a 30-minute time limit draw. The match was then restarted, only to reach another inconclusive ending, a double countout. Finally, Matt Cardona will challenge Nick Gage for the GCW Championship at GCW's Homecoming Show on July 24th. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, June 14th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.